Pictures related to the fatal stabbing of 16-year-old Josh Dunn in East Wall in Dublin on Tuesday night are carried in the front of most of today's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, which all lead with this story today, run with the picture of the talented young footballer wearing a Bohemians jersey. That same picture is carried on the front of the Irish Independent, while the Irish Times carries another image of Josh, again in his Bose jersey, in action on the pitch. The other picture in the front of the Times is of two teenage boys, one with his arm around the other, looking at flowers placed at the scene where Josh died. And a group of teenage girls, all carrying flowers arriving at the scene, feature in the picture on the front of the Irish Examiner. All papers report that the series of events that led to Josh's death is thought to have begun when a bike was allegedly stolen by a man in his 20s and a number of food delivery cyclists intervened. A group of teenagers then appeared to become involved in that dispute, which resulted in Josh and another 16-year-old boy being stabbed. The other teenager and a man in his 20s, who was also injured in the incident, are both being treated in the Mater Hospital. Josh, who is from Ballymun and was a student at Larkin Community College, had high hopes of becoming a professional footballer and had already taken part in trials for a Scottish Premiership club, Dundee United. For its lead story this morning, the Times reports that Taoiseach the Lee of Varadkar told a meeting of the Fine Gael parliamentary party last night that the country may move to level 4 measures with modifications after March 5th. Under level 4, the main priority is to keep schools and childcare services open, but people are also allowed to travel around their county instead of facing a 5-kilometre limit. Comments with Taoiseach Micheál Martin made to his party last night that half of the 800 people arriving into the country on Tuesday were returning from holidays generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail and Independent. Shameless sun breaks is the headline over that story in the Mail. The demand that truck drivers travelling from Ireland to France must produce a negative COVID test may disrupt the supply of food, groceries and goods bought online. That's according to the lead story in today's Examiner. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that almost half of all new COVID cases in Northern Ireland in the past month have been linked to the new strain of the virus. Health chiefs vaccinated before some 80-year-olds. That's the lead headline in today's Belfast Telegraph, which leads with the row over the decision to vaccinate the chief executives of Northern Ireland's 5 main health trusts. And finally, Ralph Regal reports in today's Independent on a scholarship award which has just been given to a final year medical student at UCC who worked voluntarily at the emergency department of Cork University Hospital for 6 months during the pandemic. 22-year-old Amy Brennan from Ballincollig in Cork, who also recently received the Archer Gold Medal in Psychiatry, says that following her stint at CUH, she would now like to work full-time in emergency medicine.